And for her second sports update of the morning, Michelle Bishop is back. G'day, Michelle.
Good morning, gents. A bit of World Cup news, first of all. The last thing the Samoan team needed flying out, they're obviously flying out yesterday to embark on their World Cup fortunes. Cowboys forward Luciano Leilua has been charged by police following a domestic violence-related incident. Now, guys, he'd actually made his way through customs and he received a call from his agent and was asked to turn around and obviously come back and, I guess, deal with these. So he does remain in Sydney. He'd returned home from Sydney from Townsville to pack his bags, obviously, to head off to the World Cup. Police were called to a home at Harrington Park at about 1 o'clock after receiving reports of an alleged domestic violence incident. Officers were told a 26-year-old female had allegedly been assaulted by a man known to her. There were reports that her phone was also damaged. As I say, Luciano is back at home and will obviously, he's been granted bail and he'll be sitting at home waiting to obviously appear in court over those, those charges.
Very disappointing and very awkward. Bernard Tomic, Vossie's on the bus.
Yes,
what can you tell us?
He's been on the bus for a while.
I have been.
Credit where it's due, Vossie.
Thank you, Michelle.
So he's obviously taken a leap up the rankings after winning. This is his second successive ITF tournament. It was in Cancun. Remember, he slipped back to 800 in the world earlier this month. So he hadn't won a tournament for 4 years before that. So he's sitting now at 640, still way back there. But look, his rivalry with Nick Kyrgios remains at number one. So Nick was asked on a live Instagram chat the other day about an exhibition match possibly with Tomic. Would it happen? How can we make this be? And he said... this was Kyrgios' response. To be honest, I don't want to make him relevant anymore. I'm not going to bother with someone 800 in the world, but all the best. Now, Bernard's response to that was, just a matter of time before I see you, Nicky boy, #obsessed, #scared. Now, I put it to you guys that if Nick Kyrgios didn't want to make him relevant, he wouldn't have commented at all. Loves it. Loves the chat. Loves to,
Bit arrogant,
keep it going.
I think.
Bit arrogant. Bernard.
Had a bit of touch of the fish about it.
Yeah, 650 with a bullet in the world. Adelaide 36ers. Now, the NBL is underway, but the 36ers are in the US, which is a bit odd.
Yeah, can we put it out there to the listeners? Because I don't profess to be a basketball expert, but I'm a little bit confused over this. So the Adelaide 36ers, they've put the NBL on notice, I would imagine. I think everyone back here would be going, what? So they beat powerhouse NBA side the Phoenix Suns in Arizona. And you know, as I say, putting to what you've just said, so the NBL competition's underway, but they're over there. They've got another game to play, actually, with I think it's Oklahoma City Thunder. So they beat... the Phoenix 134-124, and like this is exceptional. This because when you look at the salary cap of the NBL side, 1.7 million compared to the Phoenix Suns, which is worth about 270 million plus. And they did have regular starters, so there's Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Miles Bridges. They're all on board. For the 36ers, obviously Craig Randall put on a show with his 35 points. Robert Franks, their two imports, he had 32 points. And as I say, they do they're next going to play Oklahoma City Thunders, and that's up against our own Aussie sensation, Josh Giddey. So I want to know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, well, it's odd.
They've got some games to make up, haven't they?
They're flying the flag, I suppose you could say.
But through the season?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, can you imagine a side jetting off and playing friendly games against
someone? And everyone else has to adjust.
And the season's underway.
Hence, I said the Jack Jumpers played twice.
There must be a good reason
for it. In the first round.
Yeah.
That's how it works. All right, Michelle, thank you for that. At 8:45, you'll have all the answers. Everything.
Right. Yeah, I will. I'll get to it now.
Good on you, Michelle.
Yeah, well done.
8:45.
7:30 to 8 on a day where the night will see Jupiter as close to Earth as it's been for 40 years. Not Uranus, Jupiter, which is close to Earth. You can catch a good glimpse of it tonight.